would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband. Yes, there are a lot of difficulties, but let's be modest. I did mention, obviously, yesterday in reference to the hopefully a week from tomorrow is the Run for Their Freedom event. And I gave you the link of the video I did for Susanna a year ago. Well, I watched it. It's long. But there was about a 3-minute section in there when I was listening to it, and I realized that is the part I want to sink in with Susanna. The man you become one with, love him well. So I clipped that, and I've linked it today. It's only, like I say, 3 or 4 minutes long. I want my Susanna to know then. But I did send a postcard to George today. I wrote him, almost 4 years ago, you wrote me, I wish we were family again. My responses to you have been illegally censored. Who is showing love for the family? Love, Dan. Well, because obviously. The irony is, I go out to the post office to drop that mailbox, that in. And I'll do link to the videos I did from November 26, 2019, the day I got the I Wish We Were Family Again email from George. And again, there's been no interaction since. So I drop in a postcard in the mailbox, and lo and behold, there was a nice, neat stack. And on the top was a postcard, ironically, to George. George, I'm about to start a modest 7-mile hike. In 78 days, I hope to do 11-mile hike up a mountain. George, please join me. Love, Dan. And I'm down to what is the day? 63 days now. So, but then there was a card to Walter. Walter, I responded to a parody of an Apple commercial about slavery. It is online at today's voicemail. It includes a photo of a kid slave. I wonder about my own kids. Love, Dan. That was... okay, because this is when I do have, this was September 25th, and I have Apple's ad, the parody ad, and I did link my modern day slavery video in it, and one of the photos I used in that video, which is a kid mining cobalt, which is obviously what the spoof was about. But then there's a card to Julia. Julia, you fondly mentioned yesterday's voicemail. It would be wonderful to embrace you again. Love, Dad. Let's see, that was... and of course, I have the links there. You know, that I got a bunch of return cards that day when I sent that. Anyways. You know, I have hundreds of these cards returned. And there's another one. This is to Mrs. Dorothy Jane Koslowski. I sent one of these cards to Mike Day. Yesterday, I was at his apartment, and he had the card. My guess is you and our kids, since this is covered, my guess is you and our kids would get them too if it were not censored. Against the document you signed. I love you, I love you, I love you, you man. Because again, my wife signed a document saying I would not censor email. My wife lied. Not keeping the promise. Not for better, worse, richer, poorer, till death do us part. Promises don't mean nothing to my wife. I hate saying that because I love that lady. Because I'm committed to her and her alone. But there's another card. This one to Zadok. Read the... when you find out how much your dad loves you and is trying to reconcile the family, offer grace. Romans 12:14. Love, Dad. So, five return cards today, all at once. It rips you apart. It concerns me. The leadership at the institutional churches we've been a part of, where she is now, what is their attitude, if she is at a church anymore? What is the attitude of Jim Cross, Render Keynes, Chris Bitterman? Write that guy off. He's a bad man. That's what it seems, isn't it? Love? No, no, no. No. Silly me. Love is not necessary when you're part of an institution, is it? I am scheduled to interact with some others tomorrow. My lady, my wife. The return cards are difficult. The other pressures I'm having in my life are difficult. Okay. I think I've got it. I think I'll also have to add that clip. Because there is tortured for Christ. And do I have it? No? Well, I'll put it on. Tortured for Christ, the movie. They're in the theater. Rembrandt, his wife. And her comment. I don't want a coward for a husband. My wife does. My wife wants a man. Makes a lot of money. Doesn't matter if he's a coward. That's obvious. Because you see, when you strive, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Including abandoned by the institutional church, abandoned by extended family, abandoned by your own wife. I'm not giving up. Shofar Leaks is kind of shelved as I'm looking for income. But at the same time, my pursuit of reconciliation with my wife is not stopping. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.